Hey guys, it's Mackenzie here. Happy Tuesday and welcome back to our ICCS podcast channel. I hope everyone's doing well with everything that's going on in the world. I know it's a little bit of crazy times going on right now, but I wanted to take some time today in order to continue our Jobs and Careers podcast series. I'll be talking about some tips on writing an effective resume. So now is the time to grab a pen and paper in case you'd like to take some notes. So I'll give you a second. Okay, so first things first. When entering into the jobs and careers world, a lot of young adults wonder, why should I write a resume? What am I going to need it for? Isn't my job application enough? So resumes outline your skills and training, work experience, education, and most importantly, the accomplishments you have made, not only with past employers, but other accomplishments as well, which we'll get into that. It should also inform your prospective employers of your career objectives that for the job that you're seeking, and communicate in a concise manner the benefits you will bring to the job if hired. In a way, your resume is kind of like your own way about like bragging about yourself and your accomplishments in a good way. So, writing and submitting a resume is your first introduction to any potential employer. It's the starting point for letting the employer know who you are and what skills you have, your interest in the position offered, and your fit within the organization you're applying for. Companies can receive large volumes of resumes depending on what company you're applying for and for any particular opening. So ensuring that your resume stands out among all the others is one of the biggest things when writing a resume for being hired. Larger companies typically use an application tracking system, which is a database that contains all the resumes received for an open position, and it periodically searches the database using keywords that populates a list of applicants. And I'll get to keywords soon. So smaller companies might read resumes manually, but still don't spend a lot of time reviewing each one. But in either case, decisions on your resume and your fit for the open position are often made within seconds of them reviewing your resume. So it's important to have an effective and impactful resume that increases your chances of being a candidate for the open position. So let's begin with the basics and what should be on your resume at the bare minimum. The first thing would be contact information. So this includes your name, city and state, phone number, and email address. And those should be the prominent things at the very top of your resume. They're usually listed at the top, and you should also include your social media profile links if you have one, such as your LinkedIn account. And number two, the second section should be a summary. This section should be a brief paragraph, 3 to 5 sentences, that shows the value you bring to by highlighting your skills. Rather than labeling it a summary, simply use a headline that captures your credentials. Be sure to tailor your resume summary to each specific job listing. Look at the listing and try to incorporate keywords from the job listing into your resume summary. This will help the employer to see how you are a good fit for the job. Number three. Professional and work experience is the next section. When starting out with minimal or no formal work experience, you might find this section a little difficult to fill out. So, here are some tips to get started on this category when you have little to no work experience. Make an outline. So, make a quick list or a little outline of all possible experiences. These can be paid and unpaid to include in your resume before you try to find the right language to describe them. Examples could be any volunteer work or if you volunteered at a summer camp over the summer. When I was 15, I did a lot of volunteer work through my church, and that used to be on my resume when I was looking for a job in high school. So think of this as a little brainstorming step and try to jot it down as much as you can. Include informal work experience. So if you have formal paid work experience, definitely include that. Otherwise, you can include informal work like babysitting, pet sitting, lawn mowing, shoveling snow, or anything else you've done to earn money. I used to work at a concession stand over the summer before I was 16, so I couldn't even drive yet. And I included that on my resume. And the skills that I highlighted were that I could count money back to people, and I had to do inventory. Little skills like that people look at on your resume. So even if you didn't collect a regular paycheck, informal work still displays skills in your reliability as an employee. Include all your activities. It's important to draw upon all aspects of your life that show you have the right character, work ethic, skills, and personality to succeed in a job. Mention your extracurricular activities, volunteer work, academics, and athletic pursuits. If you've held any sort of leadership positions in these roles, such as a secretary of a club or a team captain, be sure to note this. For each item, include a bulleted short list of your responsibilities and accomplishments. Promote your attitude and performance. Employers will be interested in your work habits and attitude. They don't expect you to have a lot of experience as a new job seeker. If you have perfect or near perfect attendance and are punctual for school and other commitments, you might include language like compiled a perfect or near perfect record for attendance when describing an experience. If supervisors, teachers, or coaches have recognized you for a positive attitude or outstanding service, mention it in your description of the activity. Moving on to the next section would be education. So in this section, you're going to write where you went or attend school and your degree. If you graduated with honors, highlight it. If you've abandoned an educational program, list the number of credits completed or the type of study that you were doing. The next section is skills. You'll want to incorporate the right keywords so that your resume is optimized for application tracking systems, which I referenced before. So try to match your skills section to what appears in the job posting, along with your transferable or soft skills that we talked about in episode one, which are communication, critical thinking, multitasking, and leadership. So the next and last section is a cover letter. So including a cover letter with your resume can set you apart from other candidates and give you an opportunity to show more of your personality to your potential employer. A resume tends to be fact-based and somewhat formal, but a cover letter can be infused with your personality to show how you fit within the culture of the organization you're seeking to be a part of. There are some employers whose application instructions state to not include a cover letter, so be sure to review the job details when you're applying. Along with these basic requirements for a resume, there are also a few bonus or additional categories you can include, such as certifications, honors and awards, references. I used to have a section at the very bottom of mine, and it was accomplishments. So these are just tips and tricks. You don't have to follow these word for word exactly how to make a resume. So when describing your skills and responsibilities throughout your resume, use action words to describe your experience and accomplishments that make your resume stand out even more, especially if your potential employer uses an ATS system. You should use the present tense of these words, for example, manage or I collaborate, when describing tasks that you're still doing at a current job. Use past tense, for example, managed or I collaborated, when describing tasks that you are no longer doing. I will try to attach a document to the podcast website that outlines these various action words. And if not, you can email Jordan or I, and we will send this document to you as well. So I'm going to try and attach some of the helpful documents and links to the podcast website, such as free no work experience resume samples and free writing services that you can utilize as well. And like I just said, you can also email Jordan or I for these links and resources, and we will be happy to send them to you. So after completing your resume, it's often helpful to share it with someone you trust or respect in a professional field or in your personal life who has some knowledge about resumes to provide you with feedback on ways you can improve your resume. So this could be your parents, this could be your teacher, your school counselor. If you are in college, I know my biggest help when I was in college making a resume was my student advisor. She was amazing. She practically almost wrote it for me, but that's how I learned how to make a great one. So I hope this podcast episode is a useful tool for you when you're writing a resume, and we will continue our jobs and careers series next episode. So thanks for stopping in and listening today, guys.